Whatever year it is, when you hear this, it won't matter. People will still be arguing who's the best rapper.
Welcome back to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Perhaps you've heard of Sacramento musician Brew Lee. For his latest record, Lee spent time engrossed in the history of the self-portrait. So naturally, he titled the album Selfie. Cap Radio's Hey Listen host Nick Bruner has a review.
This is the first hip-hop record I can think of that goes back to 1839 for source material. See, that's the year photographer Robert Cornelius is credited with taking the first ever self-portrait, the very first selfie. And if you haven't noticed, that trend has caught on. 21st century selfie culture is at the heart of Brew Lee's newest record, and it also isn't, but we'll get back to that. This album is studded with guest vocalists, like this cut that features Brew and DJ Billy Lane reciting as many lyrics that begin with the letter P as 2.5 minutes will allow.
I paint poetry, it's important to me, I paint potently, microphone screaming open me, Pacific Ocean, the beat, poems is powerful, each phrase a power boost, Pinot gland, expand, take your mind to the promised land.
Prolific prose ping-pong perpetually passed from pugilist to pugilist, and what could be played off as a gimmick feels natural and fun. Checking Out is a blues-inflected track, and it shares vocal duties with Sacramento MC Poor.
This wonderful weather, whenever I awake, get dressed and fresh, brush the teeth, brush the waves. Just got paid, grab my shades, hit Brew up. On my way, see some chicks stand, chuck the deuce up.
Poor is a part of the Sacramento hip-hop trio Tribe of Levi. All three members appear over the course of Selfie next to Brew's other collaborators like Jimmy the Saint and Wu-Tang Clan's Killa Priest.
The mic's a king cobra, look like green clovers, leaned over like a sofa, supreme culture, wing sculptures, ultra nova, nova sculpture, magnetic flower, army rise to the top like suns when you shake the soda, the takeover.
Okay, so back to that title and the concept of the record overall. How does that fit in? Well, on the surface, Selfie is the very first record that sports Brew Lee's face on the cover. Okay, appropriate enough. But listen deeper, and you'll hear themes of antisocial self-absorption explored during quick skits. These are like the accent walls of the album. They're decorative and colorful.
By moving the camera away from the central subject of the selfie, selfie sticks create the illusion that other objects, places, and even people exist.
I mean, come on, that's funny. That's Paul Verhoeven RoboCop funny.
Who hasn't been thrilled by the self-photographer? Those fabulous NARS artists who allow us to bask in the brightness of their shine.
When barely any of the music references the title subject matter, these skits exist to add a through line to a record that's already overflowing with personality, memorable beats, and tight rhymes. Brew Lee has given us an album that rewards listening start to finish. No easy feat in a time where the selfie holds sway and attention spans for full albums grows shorter and shorter.
They used to be focused on just themselves, like how their hair was the bomb or how adorbs their new shoes were. Just hashtagging, hashtagging, hashtagging. Now they realize they can take pictures that capture so much more. And I hate that.
That's Nick Bruner with a review of Selfie, the new album by Sacramento rapper Brew Lee. You can read more about the album this weekend on the NPR music series Heavy Rotation, which Nick contributes to. I'm Beth Ruriak, and this is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
Whose world is this? The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. Stay human. It's your world. You gotta stay human. Yeah, it's your world. Stay human. Yeah, it's your world. You gotta stay human. It's your world. Please stay human. It's your world. You gotta stay human. Yeah, it's your world. Please stay human. Yeah, it's your world. Gotta stay human, it's your world.